January 5, 1912. Jesus renders himself the debtor of the soul. Effects of continuous prayer. Having read in my writings that when blessed Jesus deprives us of himself, he becomes our debtor, I was thinking to myself, if Jesus counts all the privations and the huffs and peaks I must take, especially in these times, who knows how many debts he has made with me. But I fear that if my state is not his will, instead of making him the debtor, I may render myself his debtor. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, I am really looking at what you do, whether you shift, whether you change your way. As long as you do not shift, be sure that I keep signing new debts. Your waiting, your tolerance and perseverance provide me with the bill on which I put my signatures. But if you did not do so, first, I would not know where to put my signatures. Second, you would have no document in hand to be able to collect these debts. And if you wanted to be paid, I would answer you, frankly, I do not know you, where are the documents that I am your debtor? You would remain confused. It is true that I make myself the debtor when I deprive one of my presence, of sensible grace, but this, when my wisdom disposes so and they do not give me the occasion to deprive them of me. But when they do give me the occasion, or when they are not faithful or do not wait for me after I deprive them of myself, then, instead of I becoming their debtor, they are the ones who make themselves the debtors. If I make a debt, I have something from which to pay and I remain always what I am. But if you do it, how will you pay me? Therefore, be attentive, at your place, in your state of victim, in whatever way I keep you, if you want to make me your debtor. I said to him, who knows, O Jesus, how Father is doing, since he was not feeling well. Today I have not remembered him continuously before you, as I did the day before yesterday. And Jesus, he keeps feeling more relieved, because when you pray me continuously, I feel the strength of the prayer and it almost prevents me from making him feel more suffering. With time, as this continuous prayer ceases, this strength keeps dissolving, and I am left free to make him suffer more.